Parks and Rec podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey!
So, we've made it through Hurricane Dorian. We're in Central Florida here, West Coast, and I was really getting tired of watching that thing.
It was going very slow, and I feel for all those people in the Bahamas.
Absolutely.
Because it went so slow over them.
It stopped and just sat there. So, pray for the Bahamas.
Please.
And everybody affected by the storm. It's very sad, and, you know, yes, I'm happy that we fared okay, but the ones who are still dealing with it or will have a lot of cleanup to do, we're thinking about them. So, and not every day that Disney decides to shut down.
No, and I saw a lot of videos from people at the parks.
Right, before they closed the
gates. It was so empty.
Yeah, I'm sure it was odd.
At that point, it's like just close down the whole day, right? I don't know. But I guess they still want their profits.
And I mean, the people who live close to the area, you know, close to the parks, their kids were out of school, you know.
Right.
And if there's not going to be any really bad weather until later in the evening, you know, get out of the house before you can't leave, you know?
Right. Exactly.
So makes sense. Understand. But yeah, so.
But they closed. So Walt Disney World closed earlier. They said they were going to close
early
at around 2 or 3, depending on the park.
Mm-hmm.
And for Epcot, they actually extended the hours.
Oh.
So midway through, they said, oh, you know what? It's going to be open till 7 now.
Mm.
And like Disney Springs will be open till 8 now. And then Universal, they were supposed to be open the entire day and just close down Volcano, but not close down the whole day. They were supposed to be open the entire day. They closed down Volcano Bay. And then midway through, they're like, actually, we're going to close early.
Oh, okay.
So,
they were just never
trying to keep an eye on the storm because, again, it was moving very slowly. So they
just
know.
Never know with Mother Nature. So they were all, proceeding with caution like everybody has been. And this is just really the beginning of the peak hurricane season for Florida.
Yes.
So hopefully, but, you know, I don't want to say because I don't want to jinx anything. Jinx. But let's get into recent news and updates from the Florida Aquarium in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so they're going to do a event called Brews by the Bay Beer Festival. And that's going to be on Friday, October 11th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And you can snag some unlimited samples of craft and import beers. Enjoy full access to all the exhibits they have.
Okay.
And Tampa Bay restaurants will be supplying some of the food that you could eat there. And also, there's going to be a silent disco happening on the rooftop. Have you been to a silent disco before?
I have not, but I've seen them, and they look so fun. And if you don't have headphones on, everybody just looks like they're weird.
Yeah,
but it's awesome.
It's very silent if you have no headphones on. When you have your headphones on, everyone's listening to different things.
Right.
It's really cool.
It's so cool. And then also the Florida Aquarium, they have a special offer for $15 general admission tickets.
Because of Hurricane Dorian.
Okay.
Yes. So they offered that because schools were canceled on Tuesday.
Right.
And they were saying, well, we don't want people to feel like they have anything to do.
Mm. Okay.
So they offer that from Tuesday to tomorrow. So tomorrow's the last day you could do it.
So Friday, September 6th, the offer ends or goes through the 6th and then will end. Legoland Florida Brick or Treat. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks off the beginning of October on select weekends. And then Busch Gardens Tampa Bay. Their Beer Fest wraps up this weekend. So if you want to get out there and check that out, make sure you do that by September 8th. And then they jump right into Hallow's Cream September 20th through November 2nd. So
I have to say, applaud those people that transform all of
the parks overnight.
The parks overnight.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy how fast they do it. And they have such a huge crew doing it with them and for them. And they do a magnificent job, especially from Halloween to Christmas.
Yeah, that's a big transformation.
It's a big one.
All right, SeaWorld Orlando, what do you got?
So there is a little baby manatee that was found off the coast of Daytona that only weighed 50 pounds. So that's underweight for a little baby. And so it's now home at SeaWorld Orlando where they're taking care of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And gonna decipher when it would go back out to sea and how long they would need to stay there. But I think that's very cute that you can actually see the manatee at SeaWorld Orlando.
That's awesome. And SeaWorld Orlando also kicking off their own craft beer festival starting this weekend, September 7th, and running through October 27th. They're going to have over 100 craft beers that you can enjoy and sample your way around the park with over 20 unique flavors. So if you like beer, that's the place to go.
See, Busch Gardens ends theirs and SeaWorld starts up there because they're sister companies.
Yep, so. And please drink responsibly.
Please do.
And
so there's a press conference that was supposed to happen last month that we talked about briefly.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, let's see what they're going to announce with the roller coasters with Busch Gardens and SeaWorld.
Right.
Well, they had to postpone it and they set a date now. So it's September 12th.
Okay.
That's next week. And they're going to hold a dual press conference with Busch Gardens Tampa and SeaWorld Orlando. And it's been confirmed that they're going to focus on some of the upcoming attractions that are coming next year in 2020.
Cool.
So I'm intrigued to see that. I was wondering where that press conference went because I saw no news on it, but they postponed it.
Well, hopefully, they'll do it early in the day so that we can report on it.
Yeah.
For you.
I'm hoping.
Universal Orlando also, they're already kicking off Halloween Horror Nights this weekend.
Yes.
That's crazy.
My
Friday.
Cousin is actually going to the opening day of it. So I'm going to get some. I'm going to hear a little bit from her.
We have somebody in the office who's already decorating her office for Halloween.
We do?
Yeah. She loves Halloween.
Oh, I would have to check it out.
And then let's talk about Walt Disney World again. They have announced that they are going to donate more than $1 million to relief and recovery efforts in the Bahamas.
Especially since they own Disney Cruise Line.
Right.
So they feel like, you know, we should help out our neighbors.
Absolutely. They have ports in the Bahamas. So that's good on you, Disney, for doing that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And then Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party happening now through November 1st. And Michaela?
I fought strep and the hurricane to go.
You got sick and then you were like, oh, now I'm feeling better. But now the hurricane may mess up my plans. But she still went to check out Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Give us the download.
So I go every single year, but this year was a little different because they added a couple more things. One being the fireworks show, which is called Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular. And it features Jack Skellington and Zero and Mickey and friends. And I really wanted to see it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to fight through this and I'm going to go watch it. So the day that I got there, I was a little nervous that it was going to get canceled because of Hurricane Dorian. And that on Tuesday of this week, they closed early. So I was very nervous that they were going to say, you know what? No Halloween party. Lo and behold, they did still hold it. And it was even lower attendance than any other time that you go to the Halloween party. Because the Halloween party is an extra cost than just the regular admission ticket. But it's a lower attendance.
Right.
Because they only limit. Yeah, they limit how many people could go. And since the hurricane was coming through, it was even lower than that.
Wow.
So it was a low weight on pretty much everything.
Nice.
We walked on to every ride. And some of the rides, we first went to Main Street. Obviously, they have the side area where you could go and take pictures next to little statues of the characters like Minnie and Mickey dressed up in costume. But they're just statues. They're not like actual character meet and greets. And they have little frames where you can take pictures with PhotoPass.
Oh,
and
nice.
Very nice. And at the end of it, you get your first bag with candy.
Okay.
And that's just the first little bit of candy that you get.
Okay.
You get so much candy through it all. So I always say bring a backpack through it. And then they have all this merchandise. They have T-shirts and pins and popcorn buckets, which I did buy a popcorn bucket.
Okay.
It is Mickey shaped, and it's a pumpkin.
Oh, cute.
It is so adorable, and I needed to have it. I was like, this. It was either that or the Mickey pumpkin hat ears.
Oh, cute.
So I was like, which one? And I chose the popcorn bucket just because I always bring it.
Absolutely.
Especially during this time of year. So when the party officially starts at 7 p.m., so the park closes at 6, they try to empty out the park from 6 to 7 as best they can, and at 7 o'clock you start, and you get a wristband,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you're a part of the party, and there's a different color every night of the party. So that
how early can Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party attendees with a ticket get into the park, though?
You could go in as early as 4 p.m., oh. and you can make fast passes with your ticket. So buy it online ahead of time,
right,
and you link it to your My Disney Experience app, you can add fast passes, which is really cool.
That's
because
awesome.
You could do it between 4 and 6 o'clock
right.
when the park closes.
Right.
And there's no fast passes during the actual
special
party.
Event.
Just because
yeah.
it's such short lines anyway.
Yeah.
And there are some rides that have little overlays, and we got to go on every single ride that has an overlay.
Oh, cool.
The first one being Space Mountain. It was pitch dark.
Okay.
It was kind of spooky just because it feels more intense.
Right.
It feels more intense because those twists and those turns and those drops.
You don't know what to anticipate. You have no idea where you
are. 10 times more than yeah. what it is when it's with the lights in there.
And they did that for the Villains event
right.
where it was pitch black and it was terrible. Like it's such a different ride. You have
right.
no idea where you are.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It was super weird, but nice.
Yeah.
But my fiance is like screaming behind me and I'm like trying to tell him, be quiet. And he cannot hear me. I can
right.
only hear him. He can't hear me.
Right, right.
I was like, dang, he was really loud. But it was nice to ride it with no lights on. And then another one is the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Okay.
So it's a trick-or-treating slash short show.
Okay.
So the show is Halloween themed.
Cool.
But it's a walkthrough. It's really weird because you could sit down and watch the show,
mm-hmm.
or you just walk through and get just more candy.
Okay.
And I felt it was really distracting for the people that were sitting
trying
there
watch.
And watching it
yeah.
because everyone's just walking through to get more candy.
Right, right.
But it was cute how they had the setup, especially I would think if it was raining,
yeah.
it's a good spot to get
hide
candy
from the rain.
And hide from the rain.
Yeah.
A constant.
With a chair.
Walkthrough. Yeah. With a chair, air conditioning.
Yeah.
Shade, all of that. And then another one that we went on was the Mad Tea Party. We went over to Fantasyland and the Mad Tea Party had all these crazy lights above.
Oh, cool.
And music. And it just made it, I don't know, all these overlays. I was like iffy about them at first. But then when I went on them, I said, you know what? This is awesome. I feel like they should do this every night of like the Halloween time.
Mm.
But it makes it specific to the Mickey's Not So Scary.
Right.
So
right.
I appreciated that.
That's very cool. And that's the teacups, right?
Yes, the teacups. Yeah.
I haven't been on those forever.
I never go because I'm like, oh, I'll go next time.
Right. Or and there's usually quite a long line, too.
Yes. So this one was a walk-on.
Okay.
Because especially since the Halloween party, there's like really no one there. And all the, like I said, the trick-or-treating spots around there, they have a map and they have little Mickey pumpkins that tell you where they are located on the map.
Okay.
And we stopped at every single one, too.
Of course you did.
We filled like 2 backpacks full of candy.
Gosh.
It was insane how much candy we got. And then we made our way over to Liberty Square.
Okay.
And they have photo ops in the different parts as well.
Okay.
And right in front of Haunted Mansion, they have one where you could lift up a lantern and like take a picture next
fun.
To the sign. And my fiance did it. I did it last year, but he wanted to do it again. He loves doing it every single year. And he had a Haunted Mansion shirt on, which is really nice. And the line is only like 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's usually wrapped around.
Mm.
But this time it was very quick. And we ended up going right as the parade was coming through, the first parade. We went on Splash Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain, also two walk-ons. And by the time we were finished with those two, we were able to walk
wow.
out and the parade was done. So that was really nice. And also Pirates of the Caribbean had live actors.
Oh, cool.
Did they have that for the Villains
they had,
one?
Apparently they did have one live actor. And it's so hard to tell who's real and who's animatronic. But,
right.
Yeah.
And they're just talking and then you hear them and then you look up and you're like, oh, that's a real person.
That's neat.
Yeah. So I like how they talk to you because yell at them from the boat and they'll answer you.
That's so funny.
I know one of them, because in the line queue, there was a guy in the jail and he's like, help me, like, get the key. Like, can you get the key? And then when we were in the ride, I saw a lady, a live actor. And I said, hey, is that your friend back there locked in the jail? And he's like, she's like, yep. And she's like, I did it on purpose.
Yep.
She's like, I swallowed the key. So she actually answered back.
That's cool.
It's really nice. And it's not spooky either.
Right.
They're not jumping out at you.
Right. Yeah.
They're just there talking.
It's the not so scary Halloween party. It's the Rachel version of a Halloween event.
Yeah. It's very good for the family.
Yeah. Kids.
Nothing's going to spook up and jump at you.
Yeah.
Nope. 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 I think the only scary thing is the Space Mountain.
It's pitch black.
That's the scariest thing. I feel like that's on.
Yeah.
There.
It's a fun party. Like it is. You know, yeah.
And a lot of character meet and greets. I wanted to meet Lotso.
Okay.
Lotso Hug and Bear, but the line cut off at a certain time. They're like, oh, he's coming back at a certain time, but we didn't end up making our way back over there.
Okay.
But then they had Jack and Sally. They have the Seven Dwarves.
Oh, cool.
They have Mickey and Minnie dressed up in costume and Daisy and Donald. And
the whole gang is there.
The whole gang. And it's really cute, especially if you don't stand in line, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to stand in line, that's cool too, because you could still see the characters walking around.
Right.
Or you could see the meet and greet from just walking on the pathway.
Very cool.
So you could take a picture from far away
and
just zoom in real good. And the last thing that we ended the night with was the fireworks. But since the hurricane was coming through, they didn't have the physical fireworks in the sky.
Oh, okay.
But they still had the projection show on the castle.
Oh, very cool.
I still appreciate it because they still had the lights. They still had the lasers.
Well, those projection shows are unbelievable.
Yeah, and I got to focus on what was going on the castle rather than just looking up in the sky at the fireworks.
Right.
So I got to appreciate the hard work that went into
I can't even imagine what it goes into making one of those projection shows. It's so crazy.
And there was an actual Jack Skellington there.
Oh, cool.
And so he wasn't projected onto the castle. He was there.
On the stage?
Yes, on the stage.
Very cool.
That was very nice to see. Everyone was like in awe of seeing Jack Skellington like physically
such
there.
Such a cool character.
He is really cool. And then you can meet him in the park.
Awesome.
And the last thing that we ended the night with was the Boo to You Halloween Parade, which I love. I think it's so cute. The song always gets stuck in my head. And they added a couple new floats. They added the Incredibles. And they added one more, but I can't think of it at the top of my head. But yeah, so every year I feel like they add a new one or they change something around. I know last year something that they switched around was the Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yes.
Ones with Vanellope and Ralph. They switched their floats. So, yeah, you could always keep an eye out on what's new and what's going on at the parade. And they also have, which I didn't watch, is the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it just because I've watched it so many times before and I wanted to do other things during the party.
But if you've never seen it, you have to.
Yes,
like,
no.
It's a must.
It is a must. I've done it many times, but it's the same show if you've watched it before, if you're wondering. But it's still really cute.
God, the Sanderson sisters are so fun.
And some of the Disney villains show up
as well.
And I know it's full of music. And I ended up walking down Main Street when their last song was playing. Uh-huh. I Got a Spell on You.
Yes.
So I was happy at least I got the tail end of it.
Gosh, that movie is so great.
And all the food and all the treats and all of that.
What did you eat? I didn't have much.
I was kind of disappointed, guys, because I usually get the candy corn ice cream that they have at Auntie Gravity's in Tomorrowland, but they switched it up. They switched it to pumpkin spice. I didn't end up getting it just because I was kind of a little upset. I was like, no, this is what I get. But I don't know. They still offer it through the rest of the time. They don't, not just a Halloween, not so scary Halloween treat. That's something that's offered all the time at Magic Kingdom right now.
Very cool.
Yes. And then I had the Maleficent cone.
Oh, yeah.
Which is on a black waffle cone.
Yeah. And I believe they might have had that at the Villains event as well.
I bet they did. It was very good. I was kind of skeptical on lime soft serve, but it was really good.
Yeah. Refreshing, I bet.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you have it or no?
I did not. But I know people who did have it at the Villains event and they enjoyed it thoroughly. So,
yeah. Another big favorite is the pumpkin cheesecake. And now this time they made it look like an actual pumpkin.
Oh, how cute.
So I didn't have it this time, but I had it last year because one of the cast members said I needed to have it. And
you
I did,
it
and it
life.
Was amazing. And I'm not a cheesecake
And you still liked
eater. It. And I loved it. I couldn't stop eating it, honestly. And what else did I have to eat? I think just the popcorn and that. And I did see that there was this cake that looked like it's supposed to be after the Haunted Mansion bride. And
the wedding cake.
Yeah, with the little...
There's an idea for your Disney cruise wedding.
There you go.
Have a Haunted Mansion themed cake, or maybe the groom's cake.
There you go. So, I know there were people for the wedding asked if I was doing Halloween themed, because a year from today I'm sailing.
Wow.
A year from today I'm sailing on my wedding cruise.
So exciting.
Yeah, crazy, but
countdown is on.
For real, I know people were texting me about it. But back to the Halloween thing, it's really cool and about the not so scary. It's just a lot of good stuff to go on. But the treats, I have to say, those are, you have to buy them.
Right. They're not included.
It's not
included. The candy stops, though. The trick-or-treating stops are included in your price of your ticket. And then kids can also, they're encouraged to dress in their Halloween costumes.
And adults.
But there are some restrictions to what you can and cannot wear, like masks and such. So just make sure you check out the Walt Disney World website for those restrictions.
I know they said that with the costumes, it just can't distract other guest away from the experience.
Okay.
That's what they said as the top of it all. They're like, this, it cannot distract other guests. And then they had a list of what things you can't do. So
yeah,
you can't create a line. You can't look like Snow White and create a line of people taking photos of you. That's like what they really don't want.
Okay.
And they don't want like super scary stuff.
Yeah, no,
hiding your face.
It's a fun, family friendly, fun event.
Yes,
not
it's
scary.
And it's not a cosplaying
event either.
So you could always dress up, but you can't look like so much like something like Darth Vader.
Yeah, you can't. they don't want to have you mistaken for a character meet and greet and have a line all of a sudden, and you're like, I'm just trying to ride Space Mountain here.
Yeah.
So it's just more for you, so you can enjoy the park as well. But it sounds so much fun. I went to it a couple years ago and I'd never been, and it was me and my cousin and his wife, and we were three grown people, like in our 30s and 40s, and we had such a great time.
Yes.
Because they do cap the park at a certain number of people so that you can get on and off the rides quickly, and it's cooler at night, so it's not as hot, and then you get free candy, and it's just really fun. I really do enjoy this event.
Something that I tell people is prioritize what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Just like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Like, prioritize what you want to do. Do you want to meet characters? Is that your priority? Do you want to ride rides as many times as you want because there's low waits?
Do you want to see the shows in the parade?
Yes.
Like, what?
And you can't, even though it's still capped,
right,
you can't do everything.
It's only a couple hours.
It's only a couple hours. And if you want to get the most out of it, get there at 4.
Yes.
And leave when it closes and ends. But yeah, prioritize what you want to do. You could check out this podcast back again and see like, oh, what did Michaela say there was to do and see and all that jazz. And
yeah,
just prioritize what you want to do.
Prioritize what you want to do and make a plan, because after the park does close officially at 6, there aren't any fast passes available. You know, you do have to stand in a line and wait to get on a ride. But
although
like
it's
still
time consuming.
Absolutely. And especially on the popular rides like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Space Mountain, the lines could be a little longer than the other rides in the park. So,
and if you go often, maybe check out the stuff that, like I said, are the party exclusives.
Right.
Like if they have an overlay of a ride, check that out.
Exactly.
Check that out and see what's in store for that.
All right, Michaela, so what's your theme park tip of the week?
I would say look into travel protection of, like, insuring your vacation.
Okay.
Especially if you create this massive plan and you spent a good amount of money on your vacation, and let's say something like Hurricane Dorian comes in your way.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look into what these resorts offer.
Right.
For your travel protection, because I know people spend thousands of dollars on their vacation, and sometimes these parks or resorts, they only say, oh, if a hurricane comes through, you only get like 50% of your resort.
Oh, wow.
I don't know those specific resorts. You have to look in, because they always are ever changing
right
their guidelines.
Yeah.
But I always say look into it just because I know people that have lost out. Like, I know someone that was supposed to go on a cruise and they're afraid they're going to lose out because their cruise got canceled. Because these resorts, these companies, they have the right to make their rulings and guidelines.
Right.
And sometimes in the fine print it says they could cancel at any time and they won't give your money back.
Yeah, just be very, very careful.
And if you think travel protection's for you, then look into it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you have to do it. More of just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, and read the fine print when you're booking a vacation or, you know, an itinerary or a cruise, and any cruise or any trip anywhere that does have natural disasters, weather, storms.
Yeah, or something happens with yourself, knock on wood, but you never know. You just don't know.
And sometimes, you know, an extra $100 here or there is worth it to you, and it's just a personal decision.
Because would you rather lose that $100 or the $2,000 you spent on your vacation? That's how I look at it.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting.
That's a personal preference of mine. It's a tip that I give to people.
I just don't cruise during hurricane season because you just never know.
Yeah.
I mean, these things pop up out of nowhere. They can go anywhere, as we've seen with Hurricane Dorian. They can just hang out somewhere for 2 days. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do whatever is best for you and your family so that you can maximize your experience and your vacation and your happiness. Because, unfortunately, we can't control hurricanes and tropical storms and all that. I know, I've looked into it.
There's some things out of our control, and just be careful. And especially if you know you're coming to Florida during hurricane season.
Yeah, something definitely to keep in mind when booking your vacation. All right, thank you so much, Michaela. Let's wrap up today's episode. And if you have any questions for us or anything that you would like us to cover, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. We will catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.